All right, Leland, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm well. How are you guys doing?
Doing good today. Big parade tonight. I know that things will be hopping at Trussler.
Well, that's exactly right. That's the big news. This evening is the annual Christmas parade. Festivities really get started around 6 with the tree lighting, and by 6:30 things are in full swing with hot cider and treats, and of course the parade starting at 7 p.m.
And then you mentioned here the parade. We've talked about the nearly 90 entries that are involved, and Chamber President Janine McKenna joined us yesterday talking a little bit about that behind-the-scenes aspect to getting this all taken care of. But it really seems like a labor of love for you guys at the Chamber and the Trussler Business Center, and obviously this is something that the community really enjoys being part of.
Well, absolutely. You know, putting on any event is it takes effort. But we're no strangers to that here in Emporia, and we're buoyed by the fact that the community turns out and supports these activities and enjoys the festivities, especially around this time of year. There's a lot of activity going on. It's not just the parade.
Well, speaking of activities, we just had a big weekend with not one, not two, but three state high school championships here in Emporia, Leland, and economic impact there, totally positive, I would think.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, thousands of individuals were in our community over the weekend. We'll be excited to see some numbers and figures around that, but absolutely a positive impact anytime you've got folks coming from outside of our community, coming into Emporia, spending time and spending dollars, of course, in our local businesses.
Leland, when you look at this and you look at the holiday season, you know, we had a number of our local retailers saying, hey, things are off to a great start, in person. And a lot of them are still, you know, relying on that in-person side of things versus, like Cyber Monday, which took place yesterday. From your vantage point, how can, Visit Emporia maybe help broaden their reach when it comes to specifically the holidays, but really at all points in time during the given year?
Well, absolutely. One of our primary functions is communication, marketing outside of Emporia. And at this time of year, we currently have active marketing going on, throughout the more immediate area, I would say, you know, from Wichita to Kansas City in particular, within a couple hundred mile radius. And we're absolutely encouraging people to have a unique shopping experience for the holidays here in Emporia. Driving people that come in off the interstate, maybe Emporia is not even their final destination, but materials that draw them into our downtown core where the majority of our locally owned businesses are. So Visit Emporia is very active in trying to connect visitors and travelers with our local retailers.
All right, so big night tonight. Leland, anything else?
Well, I do want to remind folks about the Reese Across America event on December 14th.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so switching gears a little bit back to Veterans Affairs, we're starting to see more veterans activities, not just through All Veterans Tribute Week, but beyond, and Scott Bernheide and a crew of volunteers have been very active in bringing the Reese Across America at Maplewood Memorial Lawn on Saturday the 14th at 11 a.m. It's a beautiful ceremony, and I would encourage people to attend.
We would, too. December 14th, we'll be there broadcasting live from that event. Leland, thanks. Appreciate it. We'll see you tonight.
Yep. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Leland Daines, Director, Visit Emporia. Yeah, we had Scott Bernheide in last week. And, December 14th, a big day, which is a week. I can't believe December 14th is a week from this Saturday.
A week and a half. That's all we got.
I don't know how that works, I'll tell you. And, big First Friday, coming up this Friday, right?
Right, and we'll have Kayla Mock and also Kat Dorcas joining us for the, I guess you could call it the almost last-minute preview Friday morning, and there should be a lot of holiday gifts available here Friday night.
And Breakfast with Santa at the library.
Yep.
That's a big event, is this Saturday, beginning at 9.
All right.
KVOE Live and Local 653, good morning.
Our youngest is 4 years old, and when I ask him to do something around the house, he's really good about saying, "Okay, Dad." So the other day when I asked him to pick up his toys, he responded with his usual, "Okay, Dad." But I was surprised to see them still spread out across the floor 20 minutes later. You see, my son is really good about acknowledging that he should obey. It's just the obeying part that really trips him up. His words are right, but his actions don't really match it. A dad isn't pleased with a son who agrees to obey He's pleased with a son who actually obeys. Jesus told us that many people who call him Lord will actually end up eternally separated from him.